Pastor Paul Begley, paulbegleyprophecy.com. What a great channel. What a great show he's got starting noon Eastern time every day. You got to listen to him. You've got to watch him. You've got to be a part of that program. It's a fantastic program. Now, at the end of this month, end of March, he's going to be in Dallas here at the Watchman Conference. Check his website for information on that. And then May 5th and 6th, we're so honored to join Pastor Paul Begley and Heidi Begley and Russ Dizdar at Awaken to the Shaken Conference just in Chicago, just north of Chicago in Gurnee, Illinois. It's free. It's free. Sign up. Register. There's only, I think, like 80 seats left. All right. So if you're, and they'll go quick. They'll go really quick. So don't wait. Sign up for that. Awaken to the Shaken Conference, May 5 and 6 of this year, just north of Chicago. It's within a day's drive. If you're listening to my voice, chances are it's within a day's drive of where you're at. Unless, of course, you're in Europe, in which case, well, you might have to take a boat or a plane. But nonetheless, it'd still be worth it. And it's free to register. But please do register. Go to Paul Begley's website, paulbegleyprophecy.com, for that. Before we get back to Pastor Paul Begley, so much to talk about current events. Joe was mentioning too about earlier today about birds falling from the sky. That, and again, folks, that's why my wife, she puts that bicycle helmet on my head and puts that chin strap on and says, "Go ahead, go on out." But puts the bicycle helmet on before I go out because falling birds and stuff and meteorites and ding. Anyway, before we get back to Pastor Begley. I'm the only one that laughs. Eric the Tech just rolls his eyes. Come on, man. Eric the Tech's over there. Shut up. But before you get back to Pastor Paul Begley, T.C. Joseph has written a great, great series of books, thisgenerationseries.com. Thisgenerationseries.com. Did you get it? Thisgenerationseries.com. Three books. Book one is Precipice. Book two is Pentecost. And book three is Penance. All three are great books. They take you through the lives of three families. And this is where conspiracy theories, conspiracy facts, and Bible prophecies collide. It's a series of novels that take you through the current day. And it's amazing. Folks, we use these books as a tool to awaken those who are not awakened. T.C. Joseph's This Generation series. Get it on Amazon today or go to thisgenerationseries.com. It's well worth it. Again, thisgenerationseries.com, T.C. Joseph, a fantastic writer. Kirkus Reviews, Blue Ink Reviews, tremendous reviews. Now, having said all of that,
let's do a quick current event around the world, if you will, with a number of different news stories that I know the pastor has done reports on, both on his show and on YouTube videos. What's the latest from Fukushima, Pastor?
Fukushima, are you serious? Radioactive. it's terrible is what's going on there. It's amazing that on the sixth anniversary of Fukushima, the earthquake, that horrible earthquake, 9.0, 9.1, it shook Tokyo for over 6 minutes. It brought a tsunami inland 6 miles. And left 6 nuclear reactors in some form of damage or meltdown. I mean, that just in itself is the most eeriest thing I can think of. But here's the situation. There's a guy by the name of Ken Jensen. He's a scientific researcher out of Vancouver, Canada. I had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He studies the radiation levels. He studies the marine life. It's just devastating, the radioactive properties that are now in the Pacific Ocean. It's affecting the entire west coast of the United States. It's affecting the whole world, actually, in the air. But they sent a robot in to Reactor 2, Unit 2, and the robot died in 2 hours. It just couldn't handle the amount of radiation. But during that 2 hours that it was still functioning, footage shows where there's a hole in Reactor 2 in the floor that is about it's about 2 meters wide, 6 foot wide, if you will, where radioactive fuel, sludge, and reactive material has went down into the earth. The spent fuel rods are melting through the earth.
China syndrome.
Absolutely. And there's no stopping it. No, there's no way to stop it. So here's my reason for this. Bring up the point. Besides the fact that cancer is over 5,000% increase in that area, leukemia off the charts, you name it. It's just, and it's not being reported. Zero Hedge does a great job reporting it. ENN News does a great job reporting it. Both of them, I think, are on the top 50 fake news list now. And the government of Tokyo is saying it's okay to go back. Mm-hmm. I just read the article. It's okay. Matter of fact, they're going to hold the Olympics, Joe, 2020 in Japan. And Fukushima Stadium is where the baseball games and the women's softball games are going to be played. Fukushima Stadium. I mean, they don't need to turn the lights on. It's glowing. I mean, are you serious? And this is the biggest lie ever told. Come on back. Come on back. And it's filled with radiation.
I saw the story last week about the radioactive wild boars.
Yeah.
They said we're radioactive. They showed a picture of
that
one.
That gave
boar.
Me the warm fuzzies, though. Look at them.
Well, they didn't look radioactive to me. They showed one boar with bloody gums, but it was not on a metal wire that was keeping it in house, so you can attribute the bloody gums to a number of things. I guess we just saw the anniversary again. I believe today's the anniversary of the explosion at the reactor.
Right.
And the 11th was the earthquake 2 days ago, 6 years ago. And, you know, we saw reports a few weeks ago of radio, what were those planes? Radiation detecting planes over in Europe that were detecting radiation. But I believe that's from a different incident in Norway. We've seen the government just completely, they haven't addressed this at all, except to say, since the years that it happened, that, you know, no radiation is going to affect people on the West Coast, or it's all, you know, basically just like getting an X-ray, the amount of radiation you get from Fukushima. So it was nothing big to worry about. But one thing I found interesting is when you mentioned that they were trying to move people back in, and more than half the people from the initial reports say they're not coming back. So I wonder how they're gonna fill that gap there.
Yeah, I mean you're right. I mean the locals know the truth. Their kids are dying with leukemia. Thyroid cancer is just absolutely everybody's got it. I mean they know the truth, and so they know they're being lied to because everybody they know is sick. And matter of fact, we had the United States Navy, and I cannot remember the ship that went in there as soon as this thing happened, just right after the earthquake. And
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And I mean, there's a 75% of the Navy personnel that went in there have some form of cancer. Many of have already died. This is not being reported. Wolf Blitzer doesn't have a situation room for this. You know,
that's true.
Just talk about Kellyanne Conway and Trump trash. I mean, seriously, I know I don't want to go down that road again with the media, but this is what I'm saying. Right now the Japanese government is completely pulling the wool over the world's eyes, but the world's helping them do it.
Right.
And I believe the United Nations is even involved in this entire, they want it to go away. Just don't talk about it. Let as many people die that have to. But just let it go away. It's not going away.
See, and I guess why aren't we even addressing it now? Why? I don't have any other question than why.
Well, you know, Doug, the United Nations. This is the biggest disaster in the world. You would think that the brightest minds in the world would get together, get the Army Corps of Engineers, get the brightest minds from around the world and say, gentlemen, ladies, we have a serious problem. We have got to figure out a way to seal the thing, to pour enough concrete on it that, you know, we got to come up with some way, and we got to figure out a way to get the people out of that area. We got to be real about this. This is massive. People got Geiger counters, guys. The radiation worldwide is raising, and we just can't ignore this. But we've got all kinds of committees doing all kinds of things, and we're ignoring some of the biggest problems in the world. I mean, there's no question about it.
And it's pretty frightening when you think, and I've read the stories about the robots dying. Yeah. And my question is, how does radiation kill robots?
Well, well, one thing it does, it drains the power source. It literally will drain the power source from the batteries. Okay. Just sucks them. Yeah. And then the heat just starts to melt down the metal. Just melt it down. I mean, you know, you couldn't even send, Superman couldn't go in there. I mean, it's like kryptonite. You know, it's sad. Why in the world did we build these nuclear plants on the Ring of Fire? How much sake were they drinking when they come up with that? I mean, it's insane. What is the world doing?
Yeah, really. Have one go up in a volcano as well. That would, it's just, but here we are. We have not heard anything really, in the media except from people like yourself.
And I wouldn't expect to.
Yeah.
While we were talking about the United Nations, Pastor, what's your take on the Trump administration's plans with the UN? Are they, stepping back funding? Are they planning on, withdrawing America from the United Nations or some form of that?
Are we going to kick them out? I mean, can we?
Can we just bulldoze that building and just finish this and save a ton?
Really?
I think what we got to have is this. If Trump had his way, he would close the building. He would buy the building, okay, and turn it into a hotel. If he had his way, he would pull us out of the UN. He thinks it's a waste of time. And 80% of the UN is filled with anti-American, anti-Israeli, anti-Western mentality. But in the real world, he knows he can't pull that off. He just can't do that. So he has to figure out a way to get along with them and keep them from doing the least amount of damage possible.
Right.
He would love to cut their funding, and I look for it. If they try to do something real stupid, he will cut the funding. So he's going to use that as leverage. He's going to negotiate from a position of strength, and that is economics. He might even cut some of the funding. Well, matter of fact, he already has. Abortions internationally has stopped. America's no longer going to fund it internationally. And where does that money go? To the UN. It gets distributed through the UN, through UNICEF, through the World Health Organization. So he's already starting the process of cutting off funding to certain projects. Now, if he had a full cabinet, he could get a lot further. But, you know, right now he's running at half speed. And he's got people planted throughout the entire government that's feeding him wrong information. It's got to be difficult to be in his position. But I think you're going to see this cutting of funding in different programs. And he's going to hold the big hammer over their head, major money that goes to the International Monetary Fund to a lot of nations. He's going to hold that over their head and say, you know, you guys are not going to do certain things that you've been doing, or I'm going to cut the funding. So that's kind of, I see that being his negotiating ploy over the next 4 years.
Okay. And I see the foreignpolicy.com has an article just from today. White House seeks to cut billions in funding for United Nations. A U.S. retreat from the UN could mark a breakdown of the international humanitarian system as we know it.
That's going to be the message. When Trump starts to pull the rug out on some of these programs, they're going to paint him as this billionaire who don't care about the poor, who, he's wrecking the world. This guy's insane. We need to get a psychologist in there. You know, I mean, that's what we're going to hear. And Wolf Blitzer and these guys are going to run around and this is all they're going to talk about 24/7. The best thing Trump could do is just tweet something every Saturday morning. Just tweet stuff and drive them nuts and keep doing what he needs to do, because they're clueless anyway.
Instead of, you know, showing the UN for who they really are in many cases, you know, and I know this might not be popular, but it's understood, you know, helping dictators commit genocide, stealing and siphoning the wealth that people give out of the goodness of their heart. Sometimes nations, sometimes individuals, for different humanitarian efforts. G. Edward Griffin wrote a great book on the United Nations. And I know this title of this book. I can't think of it. I'll have to look it up. And it's a few decades old. But he goes through and documents, you know, all these atrocities that the UN either aided in or helped with. And the abortions is a huge part of that. You know, the talking about if you defund abortions or defund Planned Parenthood, it's a you know, this big strike against women's rights or something like that. It doesn't make sense. And you're right, you know, we don't have to go rehash the media issue, but everything that Trump seems to do, regardless if it's right or wrong, just gets dragged through the mud anyways. So I can see exactly, I mean, knowing that, we can take anything that he does and look at the arguments that they're going to use when he takes certain actions, and we can...
Well, and they have another talking, and that is Pope Francis. You know, he's the moral authority, and so the UN will lean on him and say, Pope, what do you think? Look what he's doing. Yeah, we should build bridges instead of tear down walls. I mean, you know, why is he building walls? We should be building bridges. Every time he goes to cut funding to the UN, to these warlords, to these criminal organizations, I'm telling you, the Boko Harams of the world, the Al Shababs of Somalia, you know, the Hezbollah organizations. Look, the Obama took these people off of the terrorist list. Mm-hmm. He removed Hamas. He removed Iran. He removed Hezbollah. You know, and they fund these guys. Where do they think that money's coming from? It's coming from Joe Q. Public of the United States. People are working double shifts to pay their taxes so that the Iranians can make more bombs, so that Boko Haram can steal more girls and turn them into jihadi brides, so that the pedophiles can fly around into their secluded locations protected. Now, this is what's going on, and so they hate Trump, because every time he takes a nickel out of their pocket from that stuff, they're going to hate his guts. They loved Obama. They loved the man, because he stripped our military. He took it to bare bones. He has pushed... The Obamacare fiasco was the biggest abomination in history. My premiums went up four times what I was paying, and my deductible... went triple, and it's insanity, and it's everywhere. And so, you know, so the United Nations are just going to whine and cry. If they catch Trump on a bad day, he's just going to cut the funding to him in half. He'll say, if you guys don't like it, I'll shove the building into Manhattan. I'll shove it into the ocean, you know, or into the Hudson River, you know? So, yeah. I don't know.
No, you're right. And I would, if I had my say, or the White House could hear my say, I would say completely defund the UN or the U.S.'s involvement with the UN and sell the building. Make them go somewhere else. It's ridiculous that, as you said, American taxpayers with their hard-earned money, instead of paying taxes for infrastructure, schools, things that are necessary to keep our nation on track and to keep it growing, they are sending the money not just to international organizations for humanitarian reasons, but to international organizations for the purposes of committing war crimes, rape, and genocide. It's absolutely mind-boggling how upside down we have. You mentioned Iran. Iran and North Korea, more than Iran, has been in the news lately. We know that Obama gave a bunch of money to Iran, and the Iranian deal that he did before he left office, giving Iran the ability to make bombs and bomb-making material from other nations, including our own, lifting sanctions. I guess I said all that to say, Trump and Iran, or just Iran-U.S. relations in general, how are they looking right now?
Trump and Iran are like such a bipolar situation. I mean, they're so far apart. There's no middle ground there. Iran knows that Trump has got them totally figured out. Trump doesn't want anything to do with the Iranians. There's no deal to be made. He likes to shut down this deal. If he could end this Iranian nuke deal, he would. And he might before it's all said and done. There's every time the Iranians buzz our Navy ships, each time they do it, I'm thinking he's going to pull the trigger. He said he would pull the trigger. He's given these guys like two chances, two grace periods. And then now they're firing off missiles the same time that North Korea is firing off missiles. They really are pushing Trump in a corner to where he's going to have to react. They want him to. Then the whole world will turn on America when he does. Trump doesn't like war. I mean, if you ever listen to some of the things he has said in the past, he doesn't like war. He just thinks it's horrific that we have to go there. But I think at some point, there could be a confrontation with Iran. and it would be probably the U.S. blowing three or four of these little speedboats out of the water and saying, if you send any more, you're going to get more of that. And I hope to God we don't get there, but I'm expecting us to get there. And then really, I'm going to tell you, over at Israel, the Iranians don't get out of Syria. Right now, the United States is working with Assad, believe it or not, to try to crush ISIS in Raqqa, and they're working with the Iraqis to try to crush ISIS in Mosul. But if the Iranians don't get out of Syria, they have no business staying there. If they think they're going to set up shop, that's going to be a problem, because the Israelis are not going to stand for it, and the Americans are going to back Israel. So we've still got some very delicate days coming up there.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we haven't done on this show is really, we haven't had time to go through what's been happening in Syria as far as recent U.S. involvement and what's going on with Assad. Of course, we haven't heard much from Assad. He kind of stays, he pops up whenever he wants to. But another situation on the other side of the globe that's getting a lot of attention right now is the North Korea situation. And there seems to be some escalation in the not only the verbal sparring between the U.S. and North Korea, but also in the actions. North Korea has always, you know, went rogue on their missile testing. But now they're threatening and launching missiles while saying we're going to strike, you know, U.S. cities. And that's been hyped up in the past, and remarks have been taken kind of out of context. But now it seems much more direct. What are your thoughts on North Korea?
North Korea, this is a ticking time bomb. You know, when President Trump had the Japanese Prime Minister come in, spend 3 days, go to Mar-a-Lago, play some golf, Prime Minister Abe really, really said, look, I'd like to come and invest in American jobs and infrastructure and high speed rail. But I'm concerned about North Korea. So while they're there, North Korea fires missiles. Now North Korea again, just about a week ago, fired four of them. Three of them land in what's called the economic zone, the water in the shores just off the coast of Japan, also known as the shipping zone. This is serious. I mean, this is a provocation. The Japanese government lawmakers were chanting, strike first, strike first, strike first. They have 80% of that country wants a preemptive strike. But Japan is not allowed to have a military, an army, and they're only allowed to have weapons to defend themselves, not to be the aggressor, not to strike first. So will Trump allow the Japanese to strike first? Will the United States and South Korea back a Japanese strike? I can tell you, it's the Japanese people are scared to death that he's going to hit them. This is the most dangerous time in the South Pacific we've ever had, because you have China now. Obama let China build all them islands, set up naval bases and air bases there in the South China Sea. And you know, the real question is, what will China do? And I saw just today that President Trump just announced that the president of China is coming to Mar-a-Lago to spend 3 or 4 days with President Trump in April. And I guarantee, besides trade and the trade war, and how can they get along with that, North Korea has got to be on the table. Japan-North Korea problem, it's got to be on the table. So look for that to be a powerful summit. To see what comes, there's going to be some horse trading in that one, I think.
Did you happen to see, was it China threatening South Korea for deploying a U.S. anti-missile system in their country?
Yes, it was China. They chastised South Korea for putting up an anti-missile, and which the anti-missile system is from the United States.
Yeah, and this, I think they were upset because it could detect when Chinese missiles were launched also.
Exactly. Well, you know, and basically South Korea just has to say, too bad. I mean, look, don't shoot missiles and you don't have to worry about us detecting it. And at the same time, we're not going to sit here and just let this crazy idiot across the street throw a nuke into Seoul, South Korea. So this is the most volatile time we've had in the South Pacific since World War II. This is a dangerous, dangerous time. And we really should pray for the President of the United States, because he's under a ton of pressure on how to make sure Japan doesn't get hit. What does he do to make sure our base in South Korea doesn't get hit? I can tell you, there's no doubt that Trump is probably working on us every way possible. How many different ways can we assassinate Kim Jong-un and try to take over this or get somebody on the inside there in North Korea that would like to be the new leader of that country and change the whole atmosphere there? That's the best move probably that could be done, if it can be done. So really should pray for the president. He's in a tight jam with this issue.
Yeah, North Korea, I mean, I don't know a lot about North Korea. I know that it's politics now and that it's one big basic concentration camp for workers. And, but, you know, then they have to, you know, they send all these fake news reports out about how great their nation is. I mean, it's just a big fairy tale for the leader. And then all the citizens basically are his servants and, you know, are commanded to do what he says. And it's brutal there. And I wonder, you know, when you mention a new leader coming in, somebody who would be open to new ideas and, you know, changing the way the country works, if it's even possible with the mindset of the people there. Folks, we're talking with Pastor Paul Begley, paulbegleyprophecy.com. Paul Begley 34 is the YouTube channel. Go to his website, and there's about 80 seats open for the Awaken to Shaken conference May 5th and 6th. It's free. We'll be there with Russ Dizdar and Pastor Paul. So register today if you want to get a seat. We'll be right back for our final segment after this. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you could possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is... It'll blow you away. Absolutely, Eric's...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman and Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free.
Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America. Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
And welcome back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our guest is Pastor Paul Begley, paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's where to go to find him. Don't go far because he's right here. He's right here. If you're watching on YouTube, he's right here. If you're listening on Global Star, thank you, Global Star, for carrying our program and BTR as well. Pastor Paul Begley is a presence. He's got just a very robust presence all across the world. And anyone, everyone knows who Pastor Paul Begley is. Speaking of that, folks, one of the best books I've read, Heidi Begley wrote, and this is just such a moving story, Finding My Father. The subtitle of Miraculous Journey of Love. This is one of the finest books I've read, and after speaking with Heidi Begley and getting the kind of inside baseball version of this, this really is, I guess this is the inside baseball version of what she went through, Finding My Father, A Journey, Miraculous Journey of Love, indeed. Worth every cent, believe me. And also, one of my favorite books of Pastor Paul Begley's is Mark of the Beast, RFID. Ahead of its time, far ahead of its time, still relevant, very relevant today. Pastor Paul Begley is a prolific writer and a great speaker as well. Before we get back to Pastor Paul Begley, how are you at reloading your shotgun in tense situations?
I'm great.
As the shells fall on the floor and everything, Pred Defense, folks, preddefense.com. I just want to mention that preddefense.com is one of the, they make, Pred Defense makes a reloader for Remington 870 shotgun, and it's a fantastic product. It's the fastest reload, patented reloading system. It's fantastic. Remington 870 without any modifications. You know, when the adrenaline's pumping and such, and you have to reload, you take your eyes off the target, things happen. I want you to think preddefense.com. That's PREDdefense.com. Folks, go there. Especially those with the Remington shotguns. Go to preddefense.com. Here is the solution. You won't be dropping any shells anymore. Once more, that is PREDdefense.com. The other announcement that we have as well, in addition to Pastor Paul Begley being at Hear the Watchman Conference at the end of this month, information at paulbegleyprophecy.com. Joe and I, Russ Dizdar, and Pastor Paul Begley at Gurnee, Illinois, just north of Chicago, May 5th and 6th this year. And we're going to be talking about a couple of explosive topics, but the registration is free. So here's what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen. There's a limited number of seats left. Because it's free and because the information that's going to be there, going to be talked about, is you're going to want to hear it. You're going to need to sign up as soon as you can. If you're within a day's drive of Chicago, sign up, register. Just go to paulbegleyprophecy.com, click on Awaken to the Shaken Conference. You'll see it there. And sign up for that. Joe.
We're talking with Pastor Paul Begley, and he's been with us for the last hour and a half. We've covered a lot of ground. Pastor, you said something during the break. We'll pick up right there. What's going on in Antarctica?
Well, you know, it's incredible. We know about the Nazi underground labs of, you know, the 1947. Obviously, the United States and many other nations have a stake down there. What all's going on? Cloning has to be part of it. And of course, did they find actual skeletal remains of Nephilims? Is there something else? Are they re-engineering super soldiers? And another thing could be is Planet X, the ability to, when you're in the South Pole and you have the super powerful observatories there, you can look past the sun, especially when they had the solar eclipse a few weeks ago. Did they actually see Planet X or Planet 7X or Nibiru or whatever it is today, Planet Number 9. I don't know. Antarctica certainly is, there's a lot going on there. That's, too many world leaders are going there for it just to be, you know, who goes there for a vacation? I mean, so it's, there's no question there's something major taking place there. And, I'm just as fascinated as anybody else to try to get to the bottom of it. Steve Quayle's working very diligently in that area, and so are many others. So I'm interested to see how it shakes out.
Pastor, I haven't even heard like an official reason for people going down there.
Me neither.
Which is, it's just, well, we're going to go down there. Okay.
Former astronauts, yeah. John Kerry, former Secretary of State, world leaders, contractors, military contractors, all kinds of people are going down there. Not one of them will say why, what they're there for.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I asked the NSA that question back in January. I asked that question. Would not touch it. Absolutely would not speak about it.
Well, that's the last time you're going to buy them dinner.
Yeah, that is
coffee,
it.
Doggone
yeah, that's
it.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
I want to throw one thing out for you, though. There's on the subject, and you just mentioned Heidi's book as well. I appreciate that very much. It is a tearjerker, as you guys, you will need tissue for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Great story. But I just accepted the role. I'm going to be in a mini-series, a television, well, I hope it's television. It is a Hollywood producer approached me at the Watchmen Conference in Knoxville, Tennessee. And wanted to know if I'd be willing to play a part in a movie, end of the world, New World Order type film. I said, sure, you know, I mean, and let me see the script. What is it you're, you know, let me know more about it. I'm interested. And so he contacted me again in December. And then this, past week, I went to, meet with him in Louisville, Kentucky. And actually we read the first four episodes. There's eight episodes. We read the first four episodes from the script. It is a incredibly well-written, phenomenal story. It's about the New World Order. It's about the Mark of the Beast. It's about the end of time.
Wow.
And I can't say no more.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I've accepted the role. I'm going to play a role in it. The title of it is called The Last Evangelist. It is absolutely FEMA camp stuff. So that's all I'm going to say. Until he's ready, he's getting the trailer ready. I'm not the last evangelist, by the way. I'm not playing that role, but I will be playing a role in this series, and it will be. He's going to pitch it to every major, you know, from Netflix to all the rest, and hopefully one of them will take it. If not, he'll, market it on the internet himself. This man has already made 30 some films. I've seen the films he's made, and he knows what he's doing. He's made some he's very good. He has his own studio and his own, and he uses some good actors. He'll put a couple people in there. He's been talking to several Hollywood actors. There's a couple people that he'll throw in there to give it some stronger credibility, and it's going to be great because it's not fluffy puffy. I mean, it's not fluffy puffy. If you like to watch some of the shows that are out right now, you know, you had the Divergent series, you had the Hunger Games, you have what's now called The Colony, you have several stuff. So, it is going to be good. And so, and it's going to help get people to Jesus Christ. It's real world stuff. It's what's going to happen. If you read Revelation, if you read Matthew 24, if you read what's coming, it's going to be in there. And there may be a little bit in there about Antarctica. So just wait and see. Wait and see.
Well, with that, I was just handed this. Let me read this, Eric. You can do a close up on this, perhaps. And the Emmy for the best actor in a dramatic series goes to let's see, La La La. No, Pastor Paul Begley. There it is.
Yeah, see, let it be.
Yeah. Wow.
Supporting actor. I'll take an Oscar for the best supporting actor. That's right.
That's pretty exciting, actually.
It is.
You know?
It is. Yeah, it's kind of a, it's another way to get the message out.
Yeah.
You know, and the way he's written it, he's a new Christian. He's been saved less than 2 years. So You know, it's an incredible, the way he wrote it, it's not religious. It's not, you know, real religious. It's, here's what's going to happen in the end, and it really reaches a wide audience, which is what I think is great about it. It's going to reach the people who don't believe in God or don't even know, you know, have no idea what the Bible says, but it will have the parts in it that will help draw them in, and will also help Christians to take another look at the Bible, maybe in a way that they haven't been. So it's going to pull everybody in. Will it be exactly perfect? No. But it is going to certainly wake some folks up and open some eyes. And its ultimate goal is to lead people to Jesus Christ. And that's what I liked about it.
Amen. Now, are you going to have to go out to Hollywood, or is this going to be?
No, I won't have to go there to shoot. His studio is not in Hollywood. He actually has a film. His studio is outside of that.
Gotcha.
So
all right.
I'll go when it's my time to go shoot my scenes, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be
pretty cool.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Get your star on the Walk of Fame.
There you go. Somebody will come along, pour paint on it or something. But yeah,
I don't know. A crowbar. Pastor, I don't think we really touched on this. The immigration issue, from the executive orders to what we've seen in Sweden and Germany with the invasion, the immigration invasion that we've seen. There's so much going on from Sweden. I think we posted a story today that only 1 in 5 illegal immigrant or immigrant people who've committed rape even get deported in Sweden.
It's crazy.
It's turning into the rape capital of the world. Germany, the number of terrorist attacks. I think there was 3 attacks just last week with axes and machetes in the subway. And they continue to, you know, bring them in. And then here you have Trump trying to put up a temporary travel ban to increase the vetting that's done from 6 Muslim nations. Which is only a temporary thing. And then you have these protests, these backlashes, these, you know, states suing, you know, to be able to bring these immigrants in because they want them so bad, apparently. What's your take on all this?
I'm telling you, this is a hot button for me. I am so frustrated with the Ashley Judds and the Madonnas and I'm so tired of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and these people and these judges. I mean, these guys, they need to arrest them. I mean, and I'm not joking. They need to arrest the federal judges who are trying to stop the executive orders, because one thing that you do, the president is supposed to defend the Constitution from enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that they've crossed the line. This is obstruction. This is to stop the president from protecting the American people. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. They will not assimilate. Go ask the Germans. Go ask France. Go check with Belgium. Check with Sweden. Check with anybody you want to. They will not assimilate. They have an alternative agenda, and they're destroying Europe, and they'll destroy any nation if you allow this. You have to, you know, you have to vet them. Extreme vet them. Make sure the radicals are not part of it. Not every Muslim person's this way. I just said earlier in the program, I've sat down and talked with the Palestinian people. I mean, in Israel. No, we know this. But my Lord, you cannot just overrun a population. This, you know, it won't work. Historically, it's never worked. And so this is part of the chaos. This is part of the soft coup. This is part of why Obama's 2 miles down the road. This is why Valerie Jarrett, an Iranian, a Persian, is moving in. It's why they're all sitting there, and they're stacking the deck against Trump everywhere you turn. And look at this, guys. In Germany, are you serious? 1,000 men, 20 minutes to midnight on a New Year's Eve, get on a train and go downtown Cologne, Germany, and sexually assault, molest, grope, rape women in the middle of the street. And where was Angela Merkel there? Where were the water cannons? Where was the billy clubs? Nothing. This happened in 6 different nations in Europe that night. But when the men of Germany rose up on the Saturday after that to protest, here come the riot police. Here come the water cannons, the tear gas, the rubber bullets, shooting the fathers and the brothers who were standing up for these young women in the street. I'm telling you, This is one where I would slam the desk. If I was president of the United States, I would arrest these judges and hold them in contempt of treason and get this thing done. I mean, so I hope he does. I hope he, I'm keeping my, cool here.
And people need to understand that what why Obama and Merkel are, and why these people are doing this is not to, it's not for helping out the less fortunate and those who want to, you know, come here, whether legally or illegally, and being a humanitarian. It goes to what you're saying, to destroy the culture and the way that the population is. And one of the things we've talked about and had many experts on our show talk about is how these immigrants refuse to assimilate to this country. They don't want to speak the language. They don't want to, you know, gain employment outside of their, you know, a lot of their own little cultural thing. And this is not all immigrants. This is some immigrants. But predominantly from Muslim countries, I think it was Josh Tolley who says that, you know, in Muslim circles, they'll spend $1 17 times within their own community before it leaves.
Yep.
And that's the complete opposite for us. And maybe that's part of it. But the reason that these politicians are pushing for this is not because they're nice people. It's because they want to burn everything down. And that's why Obama's 2 miles outside of D.C. or outside of the White House in D.C. living with Valerie Jarrett.
And you know, Pastor and Joe, I really think that the core, the epicenter of this soft communism, socialism, which is just nothing more than communism without a gun, but and communist, the end goal of socialism, this is subversion at its... this is epic subversion of our government by Obama. This is to me, this is a guy who wants to keep his legacy intact as much as possible, and of course at the same time destroy anything that President Donald Trump would do or could do. But most importantly is to continue the process of dismantling our constitutional republic, and that's what he's there for, I believe. And I think that we need to root him out by the short ones. That's my view.
And let me just say, you know, I know I have, you're exactly right. Both of you are so right on the money, and that's why I love the Hagman Report. I really do, because you guys just speak the truth, and you're not afraid to say it. I know I'm a pastor, and I need you to know I care about poor. I care about the needy. I care about those that have been less fortunate. We actually support a orphanage in Pakistan, and we support two orphanages in India. And when I say support, I mean we literally feed the kids. We pay the rent on the orphanage in Pakistan. We bought them their beds. So I care. And so this isn't about an ethnic or some kind of looking at things in that perspective. I'm looking at America, and I'm watching the European nations being literally destroyed, literally on purpose being destroyed by the leaders, by these globalists like Angela Merkel and David Cameron and Barack Obama. And these guys literally are destroying democracies. They're destroying cultures that were founded on the goodwill of the people. And they should be held accountable. And this is why we have to speak out, because the mainstream fake news media will never do it. And the truth is the truth. We care about people. We care about people so much, we don't want these people to destroy our culture. I care about my grandkids' future so much, I'm willing to stand up and fight for it, stand up and voice my opinion for it, fight hard for their future. I do not want to see it completely destroyed by these communists, these Luciferians, these global elitists, these Illuminati. Basically, these people are the beast system. They are the people trying to bring in the mark of the beast.
It's very, very true. And again, your book, Mark of the Beast, RFID, very much ahead of its time, but relevant nonetheless as we're talking about this. Wow. Well, you know, I want to thank you for being such a great, great pastor and trooper for spending, my goodness, this is hour number 5 or 6 on the radio today for you. I know it's tough, but thank you so much for your time. We got about 7 minutes left. Anything we haven't covered that you'd like to touch upon that we should close out with?
Well, you know, we should really think about the people in the Northeast tonight. They're getting hit with a double whammy. There's a storm that come blowing across the Midwest, and they're getting a nor'easter coming in,
yeah.
And it's going to set up the perfect storm. They're really going to be in for a difficult time, and so we want to remember them in prayer. Up in Canada, Newfoundland, they just got hit with straight line winds, guys, up 120 miles an hour. Category Hurricane 2 winds. It's not a hurricane. I mean, this is really crazy. And then in California, the Oroville Dam.
Yeah.
It's right at the top. The spill well is rickety and dangerous. There's still major concerns. 200,000 people live just below that thing. Just want to remember all these folks in prayer that are out there with extreme weather conditions.
Well, we're talking about weather, Pastor. How, you kind of live, you know, kind of right where we are, just a few states over and a little south. How was your winter? Was it mild? Was it strange, different?
It was mild, but it was strange. I mean, I've never seen a winter like this. 60 and 70 degree weather for a solid week. We had no snow on the ground in January and February, yet I have snow, a pretty hard snow going on right now in middle March, a week before spring. Really weird, okay? Really, really weird, up and down, extreme temperature changes. I remember one day it was 62 degrees. That evening, 62 degrees. The next morning, 26 degrees.
Yep.
So, I mean, just weird stuff. And sure. I know you guys... I'm used to the, you know, the lake effect snow and the snow drifts and, you know, the snowballs and all that and freezing. It, really weird, really weird.
Yeah, and we're starting right now to get the tail end or the front end, or I'm not sure which, front end of the edge. We're at the edge of that nor'easter storm.
Yeah, we're at the edge and we're supposed to get 12 to 18 inches by Wednesday.
Wow.
We're at the tail end. We're not even, you know, where the heaviest or even part of the heaviest snow is going to fall.
You can't really see it out our studio window, but that's all right. That's all right.
I mean, yeah, I see boats going by on your guys' screen there. I mean, that right outside your window there, it looks like on the lakes. You guys are right on the Lake Erie, right? What a beautiful view.
Yeah.
And, oh, I noticed something else. You're like Joshua. Your sun don't go down.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It's crazy.
Stays there. It stays there.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's a time change, you know.
You talk about daylight saving time. You guys really mean it up there, don't you?
That's right. Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see you at the Awaken to the Shaken Conference. And, folks, if you haven't done so already, you got to register. Go to paulbegleyprophecy.com and join us with Russ Dizdar. Oh my goodness, and Pastor Paul Begley. I can't wait for that. Just to be in the fellowship of both of them.
Oh man, folks, seriously. This is going to be the must attend conference of the year. Imagine this. The Hagmans are going to be bringing out such powerful information, and Russ Dizdar is raring to go now. Man, I had him on last night, man. His voice, he's raring to go. What a conference. These guys are great. The Hagmans are just you guys are miraculous.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate you coming to be a part of this thing. It's going to be great.
We appreciate you offering, and you know, hey, there's only a few, you know, I mean, there's limited room, so please reserve your seat. It's free. Except, as I said, we'll shake you down at the door just because we can. And, but Pastor, thank you so very much. You and Heidi and everything you do for us. You're at the tip of the spear. We're proud to be part. We're proud to know you. We're proud to be really on the same network. I mean, it's just fantastic.
Thank you guys so much.
Right. God bless you.
Have a good night, Pastor.
Good night, guys.
Folks, that was Pastor Paul Begley and his wife, Heidi. I got to tell you, Heidi's book, man, Finding My Father, what a great book. And I don't say that. I mean, it does seem like I say that all the time, right? But such tremendous.
That's
this
her
is
personal
only,
story.
Yeah, and we're only talking about less than 100 pages on this book.
Yeah.
And
that's her personal story about a journey of a lost family member and reconnecting
yeah.
with them.
And I read this on the way back mm-hmm. from Indiana when we were out doing the television thing, and wow, it hit me right between
Yeah, it's a
shoulder
it's
blades,
a,
man.
It's an incredible story.
I want to just make sure we mention this. Look for the old time radio on HagmanReport.com. There you'll have the week worth of summaries right there. The old time radio, the week worth of summaries. John Robertson spends a lot of time putting
that
together. And the radio changes every week, so you kind of watch it. And the other thing I want to mention is what we didn't tell you is, I'll be talking about, Pizzagate. You want to know about Pedogate, the larger implications, what's really going on with that? And that's going to be in Chicago at the conference. And a lot of information. Stuff that you have not heard. Courtroom ready. In fact, I'm going to be posting something on HomelandSecurityUS.com that's going to be also linked to HagmanReport.com, but I just want to mention that as well. That, and also Maria Canice, author of Prepare for Persecution. Happy birthday. Happy belated
happy birthday.
Yeah. And if you haven't gotten Prepare for Persecution from Amazon I got to tell you, that book is, you need to be reading that, because one side is information and the other side is inspiration and instruction. And it's important, but happy birthday to Maria Canice, author of Prepare for Persecution, available at Amazon. And it'll make her day, definitely.
Absolutely. And one last thing, when you talked about the this week on the Hagman and Hagman Report, if you go to Hagman Report, it's listed under show notes. It's on the right-hand side, right after, right under the Facebook, Google, SoundCloud, Twitter, and YouTube icons. Right to the right of featured content, and I'll we'll put it up in the featured content too. I don't know if John's going to do that or if he whatever, but it's just
way,
under the show notes, and you see it's an old arch like radio for this.
But
week.
That radio when, picture changes, and by
yes,
the way, that widget in the upper right is not working right.
What the numbers?
The numbers. It's
okay.
It's zero. We're having trouble with that, so we'll have to have somebody that knows what they're doing fix that.
And just a quick reminder, Thursday, we have a great show. Anthony Patch and L.A. Marzulli.
That's going to be
something. We'll be doing their first show together ever, and they'll be doing it here on the Hagman Report. They'll be on Thursday from 7:30 to 10. Again, Anthony Patch joined with L.A. Marzulli.
And that's
you're
gonna
not going to want to miss that. You talk about having somebody able to ask Mr. Patch the proper questions. When he talks about CERN and the re-engineering of Nimrod in CERN. Remember, we talked about that last time Patch was on?
Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Marzulli will be able to shed some light on it. Excuse me. But no, it was a great show.
Yeah,
thanks to Alex Wilson from Precious Timber. Thanks to Pastor Paul Begley. Paul BegleyProphecy.com, Paul Begley 34 on YouTube. He has a show 11 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 to 3 Central Time. Unless I'm
no, that's flip that around.
No, then it would just be 12 to 3 Eastern time. I think that's what it is.
Whatever.
But no, fantastic show. And yeah. We got great shows for the rest of the month ready to go. So make sure you tune in each and every night. Check Hagman Report for each and every day for the news updates.
Alex Wilson, 855-888-6288.
Yep. Call him to get the free reports for Hagman listeners. Until tomorrow, stay safe. God bless. Have a good evening.